Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 19th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Tasting of the Lord's Goodness. The scripture texts are actually two of them today, one from Psalm 34, verse 8, and another that alludes to that psalm from 1 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3. Listen as I read the word of the Lord today. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. This last Saturday, I took my Amish neighbor Jesse on some errands, and Moses, his two-year-old son, accompanied us. Jesse and his wife Anna Ruth have become our friends these last several years. It was such a special blessing to have them attend my mom's memorial service last month, and they drove over to our church in their horse and buggy, which my mom would have just loved. At this time of year, appetizing treats abound just about everywhere, and we were at a business that had what appeared to be frosted cookies available on the counter. We all took one, and as I began to eat it, I quickly noted it was not a sweet cookie at all, but rather some type of mini croissant, with a very distinct, fishy-tasting spread that I had mistaken for the frosting. My taste buds were shocked, but I adjusted to the taste, likely a salmon spread, and was able to enjoy the rest of it. But I sure got a kick out of watching little Moses eat the cookie. He nibbled away at it with a quizzical look as if he was thinking, "This sure doesn't taste like the cookies my mom makes." However, he did slowly eat it all. Perhaps he was hungry, and watching his dad and I, he determined it must be okay to eat it. Or perhaps he really liked the taste. Spiritual appetite is an issue we deal with as Christians. Taste and see that the Lord is good. There is a phase when our appetite is great. Things of God are new to us, and we just can't seem to get enough. However, as we grow older in our Christian walk and become more familiar with spiritual realities, many will testify to a declining appetite. The Apostle Peter has a powerful word for all believers in today's passage. A healthy newborn has a ravenous appetite. Peter calls his readers to have this same appetite, crave pure spiritual milk. The underlying Greek word, incidentally, for crave means to intensely crave or to desire greatly. We have tasted that the Lord is good. I hope we all have. May we all also have a continuing, healthy appetite for the things of the Lord and persist in tasting of the Lord's perpetual goodness. This season especially, let us remember His grace and mercy demonstrated to us in the Incarnation and never lose the awe of such wondrous love as this. This is Stephen C. Weber on this bright, beautiful Monday morning here in rural South Central Pennsylvania. Brooksine often adds a prayer to this, but she had to leave early for an appointment with a steer today. If you do go to the website today, it's dailyencouragement.net. And I know many of you come from the website to get to this audio, but others initially come across the podcast. And I have just a wonderful picture of Moses in the buggy on the website today. I took actually last summer. Some may be aware that the Amish have feelings and are opposed to having their photos taken. However, they are not, at least the ones we associate with, opposed to photos of their children, and actually appreciate me taking them since they don't have cameras. It's just a real cute picture of Moses up on the website today. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And our blessings to each listener today.